And joining us to talk about it is John Molinaro, Sportsnet's chief soccer reporter. John, thanks very much for being with us. Well, expectations when you've made it all the way to the MLS Cup final are pretty high. One game into the season, a road game to boot. What did you think of TFC season opener?
It was probably about what I expected. They've always had trouble.
Looks like we're having trouble with John's line. We'll try to reconnect with John Molinaro in a second. Sportsnet tonight, I'm Roger Lajoie, as TFC starts the season with a scoreless tie, and once again, penalty kicks cost them. They lose the MLS Cup on penalty kicks, and they really lose this one because of a missed penalty kick. Sorry, John, we lost you there for a second, but pretty much as you expected. Continue, please.
Yeah, I mean, Salt Lake is always a city where they've had a tough place winning games. They've only won one time there in all their time in MLS. It's the opening day of the season, so, you know, there's going to be a little rust. And plus the altitude as well. So, you know, I wasn't terribly surprised by how things played out. But you know, I think Toronto will take the point. As I said, Salt Lake is a tough place to visit. So anytime you can take a point on the road, I think that's something that they're going to do. The game did. I will say this. It kind of reminded me of MLS Cup in that Toronto kind of dictated the pace, and I thought they carried the bulk of the play. Just couldn't put away any of their chances, and they, you know, just couldn't score, and they kind of let Real Salt Lake hang around, and they almost stole a point because Yao Plata had a glorious chance, I think, in the 82nd minute when he stuck in behind Toronto's defense, but he ballooned it over the crossbar. So the way, you know, Toronto FC just couldn't sort of put it together in the final third and really bury any of the scoring chances they created, it kind of reminded me of the MLS Cup loss to Seattle.
Yeah, there were some similarities, including penalty kicks being a factor not going their way, as Giovinco missed his on a chance there. But one other thing that Salt Lake has done very well, John, is they're a good home team. And I guess that's the encouraging thing because, you know, it shows you how far the bar gets raised. In previous years, if we had talked about a scoreless tie on the road, we'd be saying, oh, they got a clean sheet. But it just shows you this year is going to be very different for this team. They're going to have to answer the mantle as defending conference champions and within a penalty kick of winning an MLS Cup. So the expectations are going to be pretty high.
Yeah, well, that's quite true. And I think everyone is going to be kind of gunning for Toronto a little bit more this season just because of the success that they had last year, because they are the reigning Eastern Conference champion. So I think all of that comes into place. And, you know, I thought Salt Lake, for the most part, did a good job of frustrating Toronto yesterday and really kind of tamed them. And, you know, I think Toronto, you know, we saw a lot of it, actually, in the game against Seattle in the MLS Cup. They, you know, when they can't sort of break an opponent down, they kind of lack other ideas. They don't seem to have a plan B. They just kind of continue to do what, you know, they do, which is just kind of peck away and then try to get the ball to Giovinco and Altidore, and that's great. And you know, I think some of the best teams, they just kind of stick to what they do because eventually they feel confident it'll work out, and that's great. But I think there's something to be said for tactical versatility as well, and you know, trying to come up with a different style or a different plan of attack when something isn't going your way. You know, and I think that's something I'd like to see a little bit more from Toronto FC going forward.
John Molinaro with us, Sportsnet chief soccer reporter. I'm Roger Lajoie. So, John, the the same starting 11 from the MLS Cup final loss to Seattle started the game, as you mentioned on your column at sportsnet.ca. No big surprise with that. They did make some off-season acquisitions. Victor Vasquez is definitely one of them. However, because, you know, slow start, got into the game in the 61st minute. But never mind him in particular, because that's too small a sample size to really talk about. Is this year's team better, worse, or just the same as last year's team?
Well, it's hard to say just because it is the one game, right? I mean, I think on paper, it's, I would say, if not the same, then probably a little bit better. You know, certainly the loss of Will Johnson, I think, is a bit of a blow because he was such a key figure in defensively. But, you know, if Vasquez can do what they, you know, hope that he can do, which is kind of be that creative spark plug, that playmaker in midfield who can really open up opponents and really sort of get the ball to the feet of Sebastian Giovinco and Jozy Altidore a lot quicker. And if the defense can do what it did last year, which, you know, it certainly did against Salt Lake, then, you know, I think it's fair to say that this team is probably a little bit better than last year. But again, it's the first game of the season, so we have to wait and see how this all plays out. But certainly on paper, I think, you know, the comparisons are pretty favorable to last year's team.
And that's a good sign, because last year's team, obviously good enough to make it into an MLS Cup. You mentioned you like the performance of Jozy Altidore, and this is a guy that obviously is going to be an important component of this team, not just in game one, but moving forward.
Yeah, I thought he was just you know, a beast out there last night. He was you know, really involved. It was his sort of, he sort of orchestrated the counterattack off a corner kick that led to you know, Giovinco breaking in alone on goal and then winning the penalty. He had some early scoring chances early on. He was really sort of doing what he did a lot of the year last year, which was kind of holding up the ball, being physical, using his size up front, you know, bossing sort of defenders around and creating space for his teammates. So just a typical, you know, Jozy Altidore performance, what we've come to expect from him. I think he's, you know, a key player for the Reds, probably, you know, one of the best players during the second half of the season and in the playoffs last year. And if he can kind of continue on this sort of full run of form that he's been on since the second half of last year, then I don't think there's any reason why you can't sort of be talking about him as a possible MVP candidate.
You know, John, you look at the start of the season this year and the last couple of years, for different reasons, the team had to play a lot of road games, BMO Field in both cases, you know, not available for whatever reason, the revamp and whatever have you, the Pan Am games. Now there's still three games to start on the road. But when you do look at the schedule, it doesn't appear to be terribly difficult. And it doesn't matter what team you're trying to analyze. You don't want to start giving wins to teams because they're weaker and you know, figuring this one might be a loss because they're tough. They're all tough. We all get that. You don't want to make that mistake. But I got to believe that the potential for this team to get out of the gate quickly and establish themselves in the standings is a lot better this year than it has been the last couple of years.
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, for no other reason that the road trip isn't as daunting as it was the last 2 years when they were playing, what, 8-9 games to open up the road on the road for the season. Now that it's only three and... you know, next week is Philadelphia. That's a pretty winnable game. The week after that, it's Vancouver. That's a pretty winnable game. No disrespect to those two sides, but they're coming off pretty poor seasons. And then, you know, they get into the regular home stretch of you know, regular games at BMO Field. So, yeah, I think it lines up quite nicely that they can, you know, get off to a strong start. I mean, they did last year, too. You know, that sort of lengthy road trip that they had, I mean, they came out of it just above 500. You know, and that was a pretty good accomplishment. So I think expectations are going to be elevated because, you know, they're not playing as many road games to start the season. They're going to have more sort of home dates. And, you know, again, they're the defending Eastern Conference champion. So I think there's rightly a lot of expectations on their shoulders.
And finally, John, you know, we look towards the rest of this season and, you know, what it means to get to that cup. Maybe talk about what you're expecting from this team's, I don't know, imprint in the city. Last year, there was no question, especially that unbelievable game against Montreal, you know, that if that's the casual soccer fan's first look at the MLS, what a fantastic look it was indeed. But how about, you know, where they now fit on the Toronto landscape? Because your hope is, you know, you get to a championship game, you get that exposure. Well, outside of winning it, they did everything else. So how much more is TFC major fixture in this town as a result of having the MLS Cup here?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that, you know, the playoff run and holding the MLS Cup here, you know, was a big sort of boon for the franchise. I think it just cemented their place, you know, as the firm number four, I guess, in the city of Toronto behind the Jays and the Leafs and the Raptors. You know, in terms of, you know, what they have to do next to really sort of take the next level, not necessarily challenging any of those three teams, but just to sort of progress in terms of the sporting landscape in the city, I think it's going to take another similar run. I think, you know, if anything short of that, I think it'll just kind of be at a standstill and there won't sort of be any sort of lasting impression. And for me, they have to continue to be a winning franchise. They have to continue to. Sebastian Giovinco still has to continue to be one of the top stars in the league and score goals. And I think they have to get back to where they did last year, which is, really sort of take the city by storm by going on that great run in the playoffs and coming oh so close of winning it all. If they can do that again, then I really think that's going to elevate them. That's what it's going to take for them to elevate them to the next level in the city.